Monday's President's Day.
Right.
And could be varied situations, especially when you get into some government facilities, financial institutions.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. Banks are open, et cetera.
It's a holiday for WSDW. That's one of the official company holidays.
The company? Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh,
just thought you'd like to know.
That's like a bonus.
So, yeah.
Better figure out what we're doing for staffing.
better start talking about that. And, of course, President's Day, combining the origination of Lincoln's birthday, which is actually today, and then the 22nd, which is Washington's birthday. If I'm not mistaken, help me with my history here, gentlemen. That was the original reason that President's Day came along. You know, to honor all presidents, but it was to combine.
For another Monday holiday, three-day weekend.
The Lincoln and Washington birthdates.
Yeah.
Which I decided to go to the printed calendar we have on the wall.
Uh-huh.
And on our printed calendar, there is no reference to today being Lincoln's birthday.
Oh.
Or on the 22nd, there being Washington's birthday.
Really?
Oh, so you consolidated.
Oh. But they used to always, if I'm not mistaken.
You used to be on the calendar.
Used to be on the calendar, individually.
Right.
It's not on that calendar back there, which is different. And this calendar, so I have two printed calendars in the studio, and both of them do not list Lincoln and Washington's birthdays.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
However, today it does note, today is the Chinese New Year.
All right, you got that.
It's important that the people in the U.S. celebrate that. You know?
Some are probably.
I'm sure there are.
Some.
We have a great community of, different cultures in the country.
Lincoln and Washington have more direct meaning to a larger number of people.
Well, I just feel bad that Franklin Pierce is always ignored. His birthday never celebrated.
It's been missing. He's always just been kind of combined together in that President's Day thing.
It's all encompassing.
Pierce and Polk, two presidents. If you ever want to just pull two names out of the hat and say presidents in the history, both had, if I'm not mistaken, each at least had one thing that was attached to them. I couldn't tell you what it is off the top of my head.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's Monday. So Tuesday we want to talk about for a moment. It is Fat Tuesday. And we do plan to be with our friends at Krzyzak's house in Bay City. The plan is to have the Punchki Polish
Polka Palooza party.
Exactly right. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Masked as well as distanced.
Right.
And be interesting.
Maximum 25%.
One of those percentage will be Art Lewis.
Yes.
Who's going to head to Krzyzak's and once it begins, bring us the flavor of the fun during the morning team broadcast.
And they're going to have live entertainment.
Yeah. Always bring in the polka bands and such. Mm-hmm. So it's always a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Chance to fatten up before Lent, which begins on Wednesday. So we're looking forward to that. Hope you'll join us next Tuesday for that. We've been doing this for a lot of years. I've lost count, to tell you the truth.
Oh, it's about 23 years. I think it might be somewhere around there, Charlie.
Yeah, you know, I don't even have the count on that. Usually I have a count on
some of those things. I think it's 23 this year.
It wouldn't surprise me if it's been that long, for goodness sakes, as the dozens and dozens and dozens and more dozens of punchki go out. Hopefully this year people will still find a way to receive their punchki because it's always teamed up as a fundraiser for the Bay County Salvation Army.
Right, yeah.
And the soup kitchen that they have there. So
that definitely is a plan again.
It's been a long time, Don Krzyzak did and still continues through Donnie now.
Mm-hmm.
So that's Tuesday. Looking forward to it. Hope that you'll join us here on WSGW. Now, I did not realize this, and as I said, for all these years, you think there'd be some kind of mention that yesterday was Fat Thursday in Poland. I mean,
who knew?
But you'd think that would have come up in conversation as far as the Polish community's love and enjoyment of the punchki and Fat Tuesday's attachment to that, at least here in this country.
What do they do on Fat Thursday?
Same thing we do here. They eat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It says here in this story from Reuters, Fat Thursday brought some cheer to Polish confectioners and their customers as everyone was feasting on donuts.
So they get an early start, I guess, eh?
Well, it doesn't say that they're celebrating Fat Tuesday, too. It just says Fat Thursday.
So they do both?
It says the last Thursday before Lent. This is the period when those in Poland will stuff their faces with donuts in a festival of calorific indulgence.
All right. Nice.
I like that.
Okay.
Yeah. An owner of one of the stores that sells the donuts says the pandemic has had an effect on our sales. Fat Thursday is crucial for his business because the months of January and February are quite dead in our industry, and we look forward to Fat Thursday every year.
Hmm.
Like I said, who knew? It says here that Poles will consume almost 100 million donuts worth up to $67 million on Fat Thursday.
Wow.
That's an influx in the economy. $67 million?
Yeah.
Whew. That's a lot.
And with many people now working from home, this sounds like a story we could read in our country, around the world anywhere, delivery of Fat Tuesday Fat Thursday has become an option. And they said that a lot of delivery boxes were being prepared for today in this story. How about that? And they say here on Fat Thursday in Poland, the average consumption per head is 2.5 donuts per head.
Oh. 2.5. Yeah. That's a lot of calories right there.
Well, again, you're supposed to eat it all because you're not supposed to do that during Lent.
Right.
At least that's the theory anyway.
Right. You make up for it, over those 40 days afterward.
The guy who here owns the business with the donuts, he says they were coming out hot, and I think I ate five already. Oh, man.
Oh, gut bomb there.
Oh, man. And I don't know if they do the traditional. It just says donuts. It doesn't say.
I was going to say, do we know? Are we talking chocolate, powdered, glazed? What?
Lard.
I don't know.
You know, the traditional punchki that
raisins,
we know. Yeah. No, it doesn't say. It just says donut here. It doesn't it give donut. Us.
Some people like them plain, but the more popular ones are the filled with the jellies.
I like to have a little of that myself.
Well, that's what I was wondering. Do they do that? Do they do the jelly out there in Poland?
I'd have to research.
More of an American.
I think not.
Did it get Americanized?
I think we Americanized them.
Yeah, I think so. Cause I think, again, for all those years being at Krajac, I think it's always been talked about how the traditional was always using the lard.
Right,
To do it. So we might have done the jelly fill.
We invented it.
But for all these years, though, I didn't know it was Fat Thursday, as it says here.
Either.
No, because we always talk about Fat Tuesday. But
sure that isn't a typo?
No.
Maybe it's supposed to be Tuesday instead of Thursday.
It says Fat Thursday, and it says on the last Thursday before Lent. That's the way it says here, and they talk about it being celebrated yesterday. So, yeah.
All right.
As I said, all these years, I think I would have been more clued in on this for all the talk that we've ever done about Fat Tuesday.
Yeah.
Well, we'll still celebrate Fat Tuesday next Tuesday again. Starting early in the morning at 5:30, you'll start hearing some of the punchki fun coming out of Krajac's house in Bay City.
Well, I
don't think we have a courier. We don't have someone to make a run for the morning team. Our guy is working from home now. He's unavailable to us.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what.
You can do the sports and send Pat.
I'm thinking, you know, if Art's doing the broadcast there in the morning, he'll have to eventually swing by on his way home
at some point. He can do
that. Well, he'll be there through 11:30, though.
Oh, okay.
Focus.
We'll have to find some way to procure a punch gear two from Krajac's house. They're always very nice to set a couple aside for us. That's right. And who's going to eat them all?
Yeah, because usually
that's the thing.
There
are many of us here.
Usually there's a couple boxes out there, and we don't have to worry about it because you know everyone else eats them.
Right.
Ooh,
I know.
Ooh, it could be a rather hefty Fat Tuesday for us coming up.
Maybe Terry can swing by on his way.
Well, Terry will be doing his farm show reports. He won't get out of there.
Oh, that's 12, right. Oh, that's right. He's there. That's right.
Yeah, right.
Such, and there's your dilemma of your morning team show. I tell you. Well,
what are we going to do?
We've got a couple of days to figure it out.
We might start our Lent early.
We already did. We had the Gaga cookies yesterday.
Oh, there you go. Right.